Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Amy Will, the founder of Girl Gang the Label and Girl Gang the Podcast, to discuss being a female entrepreneur on a mission to inspire women. Amy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And of course, you're certainly welcome and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So, for starters, tell us about Girl Gang the Label and Podcast.
Yes, so Girl Gang the Label is a clothing and accessories brand that we have that manifested around our mission to inspire women to reach their highest potential together. It started off with just four sweatshirts that said, support your local girl gang, which is our like mantra that we have for our brand. And then it kind of took a life of its own. So we first started on Shopify and we're just selling direct to consumer. And then we ended up landing partnerships with Nordstrom, the Beverly Hills Hotel, a lot of small like fitness boutiques. And so it created its own vertical within the girl gang universe. And Girl Gang the Podcast is really our content-driven strategy. And so we just bring on female founders, female creatives, anyone that's really innovating a space that they're in, and talk to them about how they got started. And that's our place to share stories. And we extend that onto, we do like blog posts and little Instagram Q&As. And so at every touch point of our brand, it's meant to discover females doing incredible things, support other women entrepreneurs, and be able to incorporate that type of lifestyle into your everyday life.
Well, I'd say that's pretty awesome, and you saw quick success there as well. Impressive. Good job. Now, backing up just a little bit, how did your entrepreneurial journey actually get started? I'd like to hear a little bit of that.
Yeah, so my first job out of college, I did six corporate internships, and I didn't really feel like I ever fit into them. I wanted something a little more like building something from the ground up and more hands-on. And so my first job out of college was I was director of marketing at Tower Paddleboards, which was on Shark Tank and got funded by Mark Cuban. I started before that whole journey, just actually a few months before we filmed it. And so I literally got to see hands-on. I was the only employee, and just see what happens pre and post, like an entrepreneurial boom through the eyes of my boss and the owner of the company. And so that really sparked something in me. And his entire strategy was based off of organic search engine optimization. And so years ago, this wasn't really being used as a huge sales force in like surf brands, like we were a paddleboard company. And so it was definitely disrupting the space in a way to attract customers without using any paid ads. And really the only cost was a warehouse cost of goods and one employee. And so that inspired me to think, you know, he started this, was able to attract customers, and then through all the scaling pains, I was able to accomplish that with him and a growing team he was putting together. And so it definitely lit a fire in me that I wanted to try something like that. And then it coincided with my boyfriend at the time, he's my husband now, got me a $100 Etsy gift card for Christmas. And I used it to purchase materials and just like give it a shot and start my own company. And so the first one, it was a hair tie company. And then I just used the same strategies I was taught at the paddleboard space. So we attracted customers through people just searching on Google, organically finding us. So the whole thing cost, you know, $100 gift card and goods, a $29 basic Shopify account, and like $10 for a GoDaddy domain. And so I was able to kind of start that on the side while working at the company. And then now, you know, a handful of years later, my husband and I own five companies now, and I think we'll just be doing this forever.
Well, you got to love that, and quite an inspiration to hear all the details on that. Thanks for sharing that, and I'm sure someone gained a takeaway already from just that journey that you described. Excellent. Now, what do you want inspiring entrepreneurs tuning in to know, specifically our female audience?
Just at this moment right now, especially if you want to develop a skill set, if you want to build your own company, create a side income, there are so many free resources. And now, of course, this takes time, which isn't free. But right now, there is just an abundance of content out there. So any skill set you want to learn, any side hustle you want to create, if you ever wanted to start your own business, I would highly encourage you to just like go on YouTube and start watching videos. I mean, that's what I did. I didn't have an MBA. My major was in communication. Really all the experience was like in internships, but all these skills I developed, like learning how to use edit videos on Final Cut Pro, learning how to make a media kit. I would just like sign up for free trials and use YouTube videos. And so if someone's feeling discouraged, seeing other people succeed that maybe have more experience than them, just literally just start Googling and see the hole it takes you on if you have any spare time.
Well, really appreciate your input on that. And that is certainly most helpful. No doubt about that. Today, we're joined by Amy Will, founder of Girl Gang, the label, and Girl Gang, the podcast. And she's with us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Amy, if you would, what has been the peak and the pit of your career? And what have you learned from both? I'm sure we could also learn from the peak and the pit in those regards.
I would say, ironically, the peak and the pit were at the same exact moment. And so with the first company we had, a hair tie company, the saying that I really was living by was just like, say yes, figure it out later, which when you're first growing, it's great to be open to opportunities, but eventually you really need to pivot that into, you know, saying no to things to leave room for a bigger and better yes. And so for the hair tie company, we were making them all ourselves. We were literally printing hair ties through an Epson printer with like holding them on with double-sided tape and this little template we made. It was very, very DIY, but it worked great for selling, you know, maybe 150. And then we started selling hundreds and thousands. And then we got an order from Sephora for 60,000 hair ties. And it's just my husband and I making them. And for context, for like a 1,000 unit order, it would take us about a day. So they needed it, and they needed it within like a 2 to 3 week time frame. So we did the say yes, figure it out later. And so that was the peak, the very first peak, I would say, like our first big partnership, the first real big, like life-changing put aside kind of money for the business. But it coincided with, by the end of it, I mean, we barely profited. And so definitely the low point was just like kind of getting this thing handed to a platter, handed to us on a platter, and realizing scaling has so many issues. And it was my first time doing it firsthand outside of working at Tower Paddle Boards. And so we hired like 17 independent contractors on Craigslist, rented an office at my dad's office space in Ventura, like moved up there for almost a month to just like make this one order. And by the end of it, it was just like, was that worth it? So that was my first breaking point when I questioned, you know, if I could make it through it, if it was worth it at the end of the day, like what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? And a lot of people get into it because you're inspired by creativity. You want to stimulate different parts of your brain. You want to collaborate with people. And so when you're just in a room making product for 3 weeks straight, and at the end of it, you don't have like a ton to show for it, it can definitely make you question things. So when I look back, moving forward, no matter what the opportunity is, no matter what the brand is, we really just see like what the bandwidth is, what we'll get out of it. And so, yeah, that would be like my lesson from that, is encourage people to just know what your values are. And if something doesn't align with it, no matter how tempting it is, you know, just question everything. Don't just blindly say yes to things.
Well, I tell you what, that is one huge bonus takeaway right there. A lot to be learned from the peak and the pit there. And I'm sure listeners would agree with me on that. Really appreciate that. That is tremendous. Now, lastly, what can we expect next from Girl Gang and Amy Will overall, and any new projects that we should know about?
Yeah. So on Girl Gang the Label, our website is girlgangthelabel.com. We're coming out with a bunch of new merchandise. We spent last year in the pandemic just kind of reestablishing our mission and our goals and kind of taking a break from producing merchandise. And so there's a lot of creative energy that's built up from that. And we recently hired an art director. Her name's Morgan. She's incredible, and she has been helping us with design and doing some incredible photo shoots. So if anyone wants to support and get merchandise or kind of just like check out how we built our website and what it looks like, that's girlganglelabel.com. And then for the podcast, we have a bunch of new episodes we'll be releasing, and that's Girl Gang the Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And those will be rolling out here in the next couple weeks.
A lot of exciting things going on, Amy. Good stuff. Again, folks, it is girlgangthelabel.com or girlgangthepodcast.com. Amy, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Amy Will, the founder of the Girl Gang the Label and Girl Gang the Podcast. And for more information, once again, visit girlgangthelabel.com or girlgangthepodcast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.